Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why would you go to a concert without bringing home something everyone you've ever met would know you've been
there? A little memory.
Right. Now you could post stuff all over social media, but even with that, strangers won't know you were there.
Right.
Unless you get yourself a concert tee. The problem.
Yeah.
Concert merch these days is astronomically expensive. That is, unless you go see this band, which has decided to go back to the way things used to be, and it has invented something new that Kimmy loves, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you know the Foo Fighters, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm your fool. Everyone's got their days to break.
They really suck, though.
What are you talking about? That's a mean thing
this
to say.
This new lead singer they got.
What do we? Hold on. Born to resist. Don't be abused. You can pull it out. Thank you. Did someone get it?
I just want to point out some people listening only heard that.
Yeah, well, we have to sing it because, again, people in the live stream can't hear the song.
But you get the idea.
Lucky them.
The Foo Fighters are currently on tour, and they are doing something pretty awesome.
But they don't.
They have dropped the price of all of their tour merch.
Is it because nobody's buying it?
No, they're still very popular. They're one of the highest-selling rock bands.
But are they selling the merch?
Yeah, I would think so.
I think like any concert you go to, I mean, there's going to be a line for merch.
So tour t-shirts, $20.
Okay.
And they have a massive selection. Tour hoodies, $40. Same thing.
Pretty standard stuff, yeah.
It's less than what you would spend for most band stuff from like their official online store.
You're not getting a hoodie for under $50.
No kidding. And I mean, if you've been to a concert lately and tried to buy a t-shirt, you're looking at $45 to $60.
Yeah. $60 for a freaking t-shirt.
Depending on who you are going to see.
And nobody cares.
Well, I mean, the people that buy it care.
Yeah. No, but like nobody cares you went to that show.
Oh, not true. How am I going to see? I was there.
How cool I am. You can go.
I think for some people, it's a collectible thing, too.
Sure.
So you don't care if anybody else sees it. You just want it to say you were there.
I mean, if people didn't want it, they wouldn't be getting $60 for
it. Yeah, I hear you.
Now, what the Foo Fighters are doing, great way to stick it to the man, let your fans know how much you appreciate them. But let's say, Tommy, you're at the Foo Fighters show, you see a $20 t-shirt, and that's still too much for you to spend.
Yeah.
They have something cheaper.
What's left?
The Foo Fighters, while on tour, are going into thrift shops, buying random shirts off the t-shirt rack, and just spray painting Foo Fighters over the top of them. And they are selling those shirts for $10. So, like, if they came to Rochester, you would be able to, in theory, buy a Grease Athena Class of 2014 t-shirt. They take a stencil, they spray paint Foo Fighters over the front of it, and they sell it to you for $10.
Brilliant move.
Is it cool?
Well, it's brilliant if they're selling them.
Yeah. It doesn't cost them anything, really.
They're also not making a ton of money on them, though, either.
No.
So I brought this up off air with Kimmy yesterday, and I think this is the stupidest thing ever. Unique idea.
I'm surprised you think it's stupid just because you are somebody that loves the most like random, unique memorabilia that isn't necessarily worth anything. It's just so unique that you feel like you have to have it in your collection.
So your argument is this is one of one.
Yeah, like if you have like you said, if it's like a local high school or something on that t-shirt that's a local business and you now have like a Foo Fighters made t-shirt,
But like it was just a roadie spray painting something over the top of a grease of theater t-shirt.
Yeah. But it is a unique idea, you know?
Okay. I mean, look, I can do it myself. I'm not faulting the Foo Fighters here. Like, it's awesome. You're trying to take care of your people. That's really, really cool. I'm just not spending $10 on a shirt they bought at a thrift store and spray painted over. I'll spend the $20.
I don't know. It's one of a kind.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Tommy, is there an age where you are too old to wear a concert t-shirt?
Yeah.
What is that age?
Well, definitely my age.
Okay, well, let me be clear here. I'm talking like a new one you buy at a show recently, not like one you've held on to from back in the day.
Okay, I went and bought a new.
I went to
see a show and I bought a t-shirt.
Yes.
Man, if you're over 40.
Over 40?
What are you doing?
I mean, what's the difference between 40 and 50 at that point?
Well, no, that's his argument. I mean, we'd have to go lower. Like, you're telling me, Kimmy, your husband is how old?
He is 36.
But he's very musically active. He's deep into the Dead.
Yep, he buys all the t-shirts.
Yeah. So he's got how many Dead shirts now?
More than I even know, probably.
Right. Well, when her husband whips out a Dead t-shirt at 36 years old walking around, you know, Rochester, is he sad?
He's getting there. He is getting there. Because at 40, that's got to go away.
Why? Why 40, I guess, is my question.
I mean,
why is the line 40?
The novelty wears off. Like, nobody thinks it's cool. Nobody cares that you want.
Oh, I would argue, like over 40, you think it's cool. Like, that's who's going to think it's cool. Anybody under that probably doesn't think it's
always,
cool.
You know, that fear of missing out. I got to go to the show, you didn't. I understand that with young people. Uh-huh. But when you're my age, nobody cares, man. Nobody cares what you drive, what you wear, where you've been.
It's 100%
true. I only care about what I'm doing.
Bro.
Like, if you're telling me a story about a concert, I'm not even listening. I'm thinking of concerts I went to. I don't even care. I do not care.
Okay.
So you're walking around trying to impress people that don't care because you're just an old man in a t-shirt.
What if you saw a guy walking your age walking around in a t-shirt and that t-shirt was from a concert that you also attended 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah, Jumpin' Jimmy Jazz and the Jacobs Crew.
You wouldn't find it like, oh my God.
Jumpin' Jimmy had a hell of a show.
He did that closer. It was called Just a Bunch of Horns.
Wait, your mom was there?
Doesn't even make sense.
Oh, she was blowing it big that night.
Blowing
clams up there.
I said words.
So you
wouldn't immediately want to talk about that.
I mean,
show.
But that's so personal.
Yeah.
Like maybe so. Like it would have to be a show that I, because I'm not a concert goer. So that would be a very unique situation.
No, but I don't think it would be with the amount of concerts that happen in Rochester. For you to be walking around wearing a concert t-shirt that someone else was at, or for you to have that band t-shirt where someone comes up, you bond immediately over the band and you go, I saw them in Were you there? I mean, the Dead in Silver Stadium, for example, people still talk about that show. It was 45 years ago.
Stop, man.
Why? It's a really unique.
Carter was in office. We had gas lines when that show happened.
I think, wasn't it? Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Like, you wear a concert t-shirt at my age, you're just going to attract know-it-all dicks that want to tell you about the concert that they went to.
Okay.
How the music's not the same, and they don't write music anymore.
But those
and
are the
no
guys
musician.
That love to talk about
but that,
it.
But
and if, on both sides.
But you're just attracting old a-holes. I have one old a-hole. It's attached to me. That's only one I need.
252.
And it's raggedy, bro.
252 WCMF.
Got patches in it and everything.
We are talking about the Foo Fighters. They are currently on tour, and right now they're doing the best they can to take care of their fans. You can buy $20 tour t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's like a third of the price of every other tour you go on.
It's a throwback.
$40 hoodies. They're also selling $10 t-shirts. They will go to thrift stores, the band or someone on their crew. They will take a stencil, just any random shirt with stuff already on it, spray paint Foo Fighters over the top, and they will sell you that shirt at the concert for $10. And you bring up, like, the Foo Fighters are not a young band anymore.
No, they've been around for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, early 90s.
Yeah.
So they have fans that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yes.
Okay, over the summer. I went to go see James Taylor. That was an older crowd.
Bro, that's, like, dead.
He had a selection. Wow.
Bro, that's the nearly dead crowd.
Bro, James Taylor's 20 years older than you, and he looks 1,000 times better than you.
Because you were 1,000 feet away from him because you had crappy lawn seats.
I did, but it was still worth it. But what point I'm getting at is, with that older crowd, he still was selling a selection of 4 or 5 t-shirts.
That's sad.
And every third...
What, are you going to be buried in it?
Every third person in the crowd was wearing the James Taylor t-shirt from last year, the tour t-shirt.
Look at me.
Yeah.
By the way, like that's also a cool thing, I think, to pass down to... your kids or grandkids.
Oh, force your beliefs on them?
No, like just old band
beliefs.
T-shirts. I mean, that's huge with your daughters right now.
Yeah, just,
those old, like that's, if they go to any of those flea markets, those things are selling for like $100+.
And I felt bad for them because they should have their own thing.
But they're into this.
But
thing.
The thing is, our old thing. Like they should be, because like, they should have their own thing.
Yeah, but it's something you were into. They feel a connection to it.
You like jazz because your dad liked jazz.
You bet it's all me.
Okay, no, but that's the point. Like, I love how you argue against your own self every single discussion we have. What did you just spit under the couch?
A piece of red pepper.
Did you? Are you losing teeth as we're having discussions?
No, I don't have red teeth. Your mom's too old for that.
Okay. The weird thing about the modern tour t-shirt, it used to be, the only way you can get a t-shirt with your favorite band's name on it was either to go to the concert.
Go to a concert. Bit of park.
Or you got lucky at the Hog or the Record Archive, right back in the 70s and 80s, right? Hot Topic showed up, Kimmy, in our time. Yeah, you know, it started to change that a little bit. Now, Target, Walmart, every store in the mall sells every kind of band t-shirt. And if your band isn't represented there, you can find 10 different websites that will sell you a cheaper shirt by like half than the one they're trying to unload on the show. Based on that, the concert t-shirt business should not exist anymore.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of lose its value now that you can buy all this stuff anywhere?
I mean, I'm guessing that they're selling limited edition t-shirts at
the concert. But I wouldn't know that.
I agree.
Yeah, if I just see that, I figure, that kid went to Old Navy and got it. I don't know.
The average person isn't going to be able to spot the difference.
Like, but if you're somebody you shouldn't.
If you're somebody that really went to the show, you can appreciate why this is different than that $10 t-shirt you got at Old Navy.
That's a quality concert shirt right there, buddy.
I love how you're making fun of shirts when...
That's what they made back in America and everybody played an instrument.
You spend all your money on quality shirts.
Yeah, but quality shirts.
Quality shirt. Coming from country. This comes from Italy. It's got to be better. Oh, that's what they said. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Here you go.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this one's for you, Tommy. I'm 55 years old, and I don't care who somebody thinks that's sad, but I love to go to the flea market in Avon, and whenever I go, I pull out my old Good Rats t-shirt just to see who talks to me. Like, all the cool guys come out of the crowd.
Yeah, they do.
They do, and we bond, just like Pat's saying. Like, I saw the Good Rats at this place, and I saw them at a pig roast, and I saw them at... I've seen him like 25 times at any chance I could get. But that t-shirt brings out people that I think are cool.
And it's the same people every time you go to the Avon flea market. It's the same three dicks.
Let's not badmouth the Avon flea market.
I know, it's quality.
Everyone loves the Avon flea market.
It's quality.
How dare you?
I took a girl with me the last time I went.
Should have left her there.
She left me there.
Can you imagine going on a date with a guy that's got a Good Rats t-shirt on?
Maybe she also likes Good Rats.
Yeah.
On the way there, though, I told her, I go, you watch. How many dudes are going to come out of the green and want to talk to me about the Good Rats? And at one point, I'm standing in the middle of this guy's got like 5-6 tables. And one guy starts talking to me about the Good Rats. And then another guy. And then there's four of us. I made three friends just because I had a Good Rats shirt on.
There you go. How about that, Tommy?
But you made three new friends.
Yeah.
More than you've ever made.
It's more than he has currently.
It's a good thing because I needed a ride home and that chick dumped me.
Skyler, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. To his point, you are flying a flag.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard.
It's not. It's a flag you are flying looking for friendly faces.
I do think with something like that specific, like what Skyler was talking about, sometimes you do have to be prepared to get stopped all the time.
Yeah.
Because my husband does have this one t-shirt that he found at a flea market, and the name escapes me, but it's like an old beer or bar that's on the t-shirt.
Okay.
And he gets stopped so much, like people, I remember that beer. I remember, where did you get that t-shirt? And then he has to have a conversation about how he doesn't know what the beer is or that bar. So it's kind of like awkward because they get disappointed when they realize he has no idea what he's actually wearing.
Look, I get the same thing when I wear. We have these WCMF baseball tees that they gave us years ago. And every time I was wearing it on Friday when I was out at Silk O'Loughlin's.
Yeah.
And I had to wear it to my daughter's tennis match right after. And I got stopped 5 times. That shirt's great. Mm-hmm. I had that shirt. My dad says it to me. Oh, you had that shirt in 81.
I had it first.
Yeah, okay.
I'm always afraid I'm going to put it on something from CMF going, I still haven't gotten my tickets yet. To what? Brother Weezer's like Kick Cancer's Ass show.
By the way, it worked. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Talking about the Foo Fighters, they are selling $10 and $20 t-shirts at their shows, concert tees, $40 hoodies. We were asking how old is too old to wear a concert tee. Tommy says 40.
Yeah.
40. Nick writes us, me and my girlfriend go to a metric F-ton of concerts and always buy the tour tees, hardly ever wear them except to other concerts, but nonetheless, it's nice to have them as a reminder and the memory. P.S. I go to that flea market and will now actively try to avoid Skyler.
Ah, the memories.
Justin writes us on Instagram, Duffy, you're lame because you like James Taylor, and you know James Taylor is lame because they were wearing his t-shirt to the show. You can't wear the t-shirt of the band you're going to see to their concert.
But you can still buy the t-shirt.
All right, can we talk about this?
What? Yeah.
I have heard other people say.
What are they saying?
That if you go to a concert, it is a faux pas to wear a t-shirt of the band you're going to see.
Well, that would make perfect sense that you would wear it because that's what you
like. It's like a home game.
Thank you.
What else would you wear?
Thank you. Thank you.
Another concert from another artist to that show?
People take this rule very seriously. And they'll like go out of their way to shame
you. I always avoid it.
So you won't wear the...
I won't. Even though I don't have a problem with it, I just... I don't want to look like a dork. So I don't know. Is that seen as like a dorky thing to do?
I don't get why it's dorky. I've been yelled at for doing this since I was like 15 years old. And it really bothers me. Because like you wear a Bills jersey to a Bills game.
Right.
People wear Star Wars t-shirts to go watch those movies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Why
I don't
can
know
I...
why this is different.
Right? But you've been shamed out of doing it.
Yeah. The only place I've seen it widespread where like if you don't have the t-shirt, you look like you don't fit in is at that Dead show that I, like the Dead and Company show that I went to with my husband.
Yeah, because it's all tie-dye everywhere. And
yeah,
it's all got the...
it's at like the whole, you are out of place if you're not wearing something related
to the
band.
By the way, man, that group better not be judging anybody.
Oh, I don't, that's what I mean. Like,
I mean, you're a bunch of damn strung out slobs listening to like the world's boringest slow music. And you're going to judge me for what I got on?
I think you'd be shocked how many
stank-ass
cheesy there are out there.
No, she's saying the opposite.
Yeah.
That they are accepting of
everything. They should. That's what I'm saying. They should. Okay. Like, I would be pissed off if some dead dick starts, like, giving me crap.
You're being very aggressive for no reason. They're on your side.
Be prepared to talk about your t-shirt, though, or be prepared to talk about the band.
But you buy the t-shirt to talk about the t-shirt, so it all works out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If the allegations in this story are true, this man may deserve extra punishment just for the stupidity of what happened.
What happened?
In this case, he's already in trouble, but it sounds like he was in just a little bit of trouble. He rolled the dice here.
Yeah, I went for it.
Well, he lost, with a plan that was dead in the water.
Ooh.
Tommy, if the allegations here are true,
yeah,
this might be the stupidest criminal in the history of the break room.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
This story comes to us from Seneca Falls.
What happened?
Well, it involves a 30-year-old man who was already in trouble. He was at the county building out that way paying court fines. Now, we don't know what those fines were for.
He's settling up.
Yep, I guess. We don't know how much those fines were. You pay court fines when you've been in trouble, right? Am I correct in assuming?
Yeah, usually you pay them right when you're wrapped up with court.
Okay, all right. But that's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
It's what this man is accused of doing next. Authorities say he paid the court fees with counterfeit bills.
Oh, man, smart move. You're out nothing. I wonder what those bills look like.
I know.
Like, did someone have, like, Jim Kelly's face on it? Like, go Bills!
Let me say that again so we just all can wrap our heads around what is allegedly happening here. Mm. Please say he walked into a county building and paid court fees with counterfeit money.
Cash. Yes.
Story says they figured it out pretty quickly on account of them being inside the four walls of a government building that handles cash on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Turns out,
yeah,
paying for anything, especially court fees,
yeah, what happens
with counterfeit money, super illegal. Because of that, this man is now facing felony charges.
Did he say, well, I got it from the, I don't know. I didn't make them. I got them from the bank.
We'll walk down that road in a second. Yeah. Right now, he's looking at first-degree criminal possession of a forged instrument. By the way, that charge carries up to 15 years in jail.
Yeah, we don't mess with cash around here.
No, we don't. And here's the thing. Normally on this show,
I wonder how much time you get for kicking a baby.
Oh, the old baby kick?
Like, let's say I walk into the courthouse. Well, thank you. I pay my thing. And I walk outside. And I punt a baby into the parking lot.
Oh,
I bet you I don't get that much time.
Okay, again, he can get up to. It carries up to 15. He's not going to get 15 years. Why would you
of all the things?
Punt
all
a baby.
Things.
Well, you know, the Bills are looking for a punter right now.
So I doubt they're going to sign someone who's on film.
Right, I hear we're in rough shape.
Okay. Normally on this show, we look for the best in people
and
don't talk about punting babies.
And you should never punt a baby.
All right, look, we understand that the mistakes we make don't define us,
right?
Desperation can make us all do bad things.
Sure.
But in this case, what this man allegedly did was so stupid.
Yeah.
If they gave him 15 years, I would have no problem with it.
Well.
You deserve the maximum punishment only because your plan was so bad.
Yeah.
And add to that, Tommy.
What?
If the allegations here are true,
yeah,
he had time to think about this.
If he had no money? But the counterfeit money.
You're probably better off not paying than you are using something illegal to pay.
All right.
I mean, Tommy, this wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision. You knew you had the counterfeit bills.
Yeah.
You put them in your pocket. You brought them to the courthouse. You then took them out, handed them across the counter, and not at one point did you think, what am I doing here?
Did he think that he could make an argument? Well, I didn't know they were fake either.
Well, that's what
somebody gave them to me.
Okay.
Like you got them from the bank or, you know.
Yeah, like play dumb
so
let's it didn't work.
So let's walk this down, right?
Because to tell you the truth, when I go to the ATM and get cash, I don't know.
You would know. You would know.
I don't know.
But if
I have
it came directly out of an ATM, let's
say ATM wouldn't take it. It reads the bills. There's no way for an ATM to dispense counterfeit cash unless there is something new that I am unaware of.
All right.
I mean, think about it. It's how it knows how much it's giving you.
Yeah, but it's just reading a piece of paper. And if you're really good at like making counterfeit money, it would pick up on it.
So look, I've held counterfeit bills before. You know immediately. Anyone that's worked retail or anything like that. Like, I mean, they have those markers, first of all, which, again, Mark brings up on Instagram. Every one of those places has markers that can detect counterfeit bills instantly.
All right.
The only way this story doesn't make the man the dumbest criminal we've ever had is, one, if he did not know it was fake cash, right? Or two, he had fake cash, accidentally grabbed it.
He forgot.
And did not realize he was handing the counterfeit money over the
counter. So he's got two piles of cash in his house. He's got his counterfeit and his regular cash, depending on what business he's got that day.
Well, I mean, I would imagine.
That's a stretch.
I would imagine if you'd work in counterfeit cash or handle counterfeit cash, you are keeping that separate from your actual cash.
You should.
Maybe he, or somebody else gave it to him and he was unaware it was counterfeit
cash. And that's what I'm thinking. But I mean, that would be your only defense.
But again, you would then have to trace those bills back. They would ask, where did this cash come from? And they'd be able to identify. The fact that he was arrested after an investigation tells me maybe that line didn't go back to anywhere but him.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't be able to trace back where all your cash came from, the little cash that we use nowadays.
I guess kind of. I mean, like, if I broke, well, I guess, like, let's say the fine's $400.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have four $100 bills? Do I have a bunch of 20s?
How
is it like mixed bills that I go break it at a store? Like, where, how do I get it?
Let's say it's even $100.
$100.
Okay. All right. Do you know the last time somebody handed you cash? When is the last time somebody handed you cash?
I can't even think.
Okay, but you would remember. That's how rare it is now where you are handing them money and they are handing you back money, or they are counting out the cash in front of you and handing it to you. It would be as simple as you saying, wait a minute, I was here. I got the cash from here. They then go to that place and start doing an investigation.
All right. Well, I got it from my under-the-table job. Oh, I shouldn't have.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this man out in Seneca Falls. He has been arrested after police say while paying court fines, he paid with counterfeit money. Counterfeit money. We don't know how much the fines were. We don't know why he was paying those fines, what he had done wrong, if he had done anything wrong in the first place.
Yeah.
But now he's facing felony charges, and these charges carry up to 15 years in jail.
I wonder if... if he had gotten away with using that before, so maybe he thought, well, if that other person didn't notice, then maybe it's that good where it could fool somebody like this.
But again, if they have a bill marker, you're dead in the water.
Yeah, in a place like that would probably have
one. Yeah, a government building. They may even have technology where they can place the money into something that will tell them if it's real.
Yeah.
One of those counters that scans it. Boop, 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 boop,
yeah.
Boop. You know, it's just, you know, you talk about the technology it takes to detect this. Every bill scanner in a vending machine can tell you that it's fake. It's not like crazy technology.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, somebody's got to be passing this counterfeit money. Somebody's still making counterfeit money. So they've got to be passing it somewhere.
So here's how they do it. And we've had a couple of these stories. And here's the thing. These stories have died down, which tells me that these counterfeiters understand that their time is up.
Yeah.
You pass them at gas stations.
Oh, and like over the counter with those people?
You got it. The idea is you go in, and we've talked about these stories. You go in at the busiest time of the day, early in the morning, late at night during rush hour.
Yeah.
You get in line. You take a $100 bill. You buy three packs of gum and a pack of smokes, and you take the change back as real money. The idea is everything is so chaotic, they will not take the time to check or realize it feels weird, and you're on your way.
Okay.
But here's the other problem with that idea.
What's that?
All of those have cameras.
Yeah.
So
they see you passing that $100 bill.
Yes, and the cashier is going to remember when they were handed a $100 bill, so they will have you on camera. So if you live in that town, you're effed.
So nobody can pass, to your point, anything fake.
It seems like a really hard thing to do, unless 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Feel bad for counterfeiters. How are they eating?
I'm just thinking, though.
All that equipment?
No, I hear you. That those good counterfeit jobs are going overseas.
Running the press out every day.
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm thinking, though, of like the jobs that I had as like a teenager that sometimes dealt in cash. And like I remember nobody really taught me how to like spot like a fake bill. So I would just kind of like hold it up and pretend like I was doing something and then stick it in the register. So, I mean, with businesses like that, maybe it's happening more because that kid doesn't really know what they're doing.
But let's talk about that because we worked at Lugia's Ice Cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times did you get handed a $100 bill to pay for ice cream? Because the only way counterfeiting works is if you're passing large bills to get bills back.
Not often, but it did happen, like I said, and I wouldn't have known, really, unless it was really, really obvious that it was a fake bill.
So when I worked at Lugia's, we would get mattress money all the time.
Oh, yeah, from the old folks.
You got it, because, a lot of old Italians live out there, Spencerport, Gates, Ogden area. So, like, we would get bills from the 1950s that there was nothing to read. So, like, my dad, because he's just driving around, and there's free ice cream involved, would come out and be like, that's real. No, like there were four or five times where my dad was just like in the neighborhood, came by, and was like, that's a real $50, it's $100, it's 1954, it's still on a gold standard. It's a good money, it was on a gold standard.
Like, I don't even know who was on the money back then.
Who's
like,
on the money?
Change?
Who was who would have been on the, who's on the 50 now?
I have no idea. I don't know any of it anymore.
Washington's on the dollar, Lincoln's on the 5, who's on the 20? Oh my God, how are we so dumb? Thank God we don't have to take citizenship
Jefferson.
Tests. Is it Jefferson? All right, then who's on the 50?
Very unlucky guy because nobody cares.
Who's on the $50 bill?
Yeah, I think Jefferson's on the 20.
Okay.
Because I think there was a movie called The 20 Dead Jeffersons or something, and it was about money.
One of the worst Sherman Helmsley shows ever. That joke was for like four people. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this story out in Seneca Falls. Police say a man paying court fees tried to pay them with counterfeit bills. He is now facing felony charges and looking up to 15 years in jail. Katie is on CMF. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Grant! It's Grant on the 50. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead,
okay.
Katie. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ulysses Grant. I was going to tell you that. So my son, who is 38 now, was in junior high. I think it was seventh grade. And at lunch, his friend handed him a 20 and said, hey, go buy us lunch. So he went and bought lunch. And next thing you know, I'm called in and the cops are there. And my 11, 12-year-old son is, you know, being charged with counterfeit. And he's like, it's not mine. And I was, I knew I had sent a lunch that day. Like, he's looking at, like you said, felony charges, because he didn't want to rat on his friend. He just kept saying, I found it. And because I sent him with lunch that day and no money. So I knew, you know, he had to get it somewhere. And he literally was going to take the fall until he realized, like, this is federal. This will be on your record for the rest of your life.
And a little kid?
Okay, can I ask a question, yeah. Wendy? Or so, Katie, what is going on in your house where an 11-year-old is willing to take the fall for a counterfeit charge? Yeah. What are you doing with your kid?
That's a whole other story. But he's a really great kid. But the funny thing is so he finally tells, and it turns out it's the parents of this kid that are running this counterfeit ring.
Oh,
damn.
So your kid was a little rat. Way to go.
Well, you know. When you got to do it, you got to do it. So, but anyways, I was just listening and thinking, oh, my God, it brought back all those memories. And I couldn't believe, like, I was sitting in the principal's office with
I wouldn't cops. Think they would do that to a little kid like
but
that.
But to that point, the lunch monitor figured it out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until hours later, you know, it was, like, late in the day he had lunch. But it's, like, that's how serious of an offense it is.
Very
like,
serious.
It's a, you know, yeah. All right, definitely,
well, Katie, thank you for the story. Anyway, by the way, the worst part of this, her son has been in the counterfeit or witness protection program ever since. She has not seen him. Yeah, it's bad.
Right.
Bye, Katie. Have a good rest of the day. Sorry. Okay. Here's how dumb we are.
What happened?
Andrew Jackson is on the $20 bill, says Matthew.
Dead Jacksons?
What? You can't even use Sherman Helmsley.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
So Andrew Jackson.
Jackson, yeah.
All right.
20 dead Jeffersons.
Well, who's on? Jefferson's on a what then? 100?
I've never seen a $100 bill in my life.
You've seen a $100 bill. You've never seen. Yes, you have.
No, I mean, I've never looked at a $100 bill. Bro, I think I've held a $100 bill five times in my life.
Thomas Jefferson's on the $2 bill.
Right.
Okay. Wait, the $2 bill?
Yep.
They still make those, you know.
But he got barely. When's the last time you've seen one of those?
Strip clubs. Straight up.
I knew people that collected them. Like, they thought they were going to be worth something. Over $2.
Well, I mean, maybe the old ones are.
I doubt it.
252 WCM, if we had asked how you make this work, and I'm arguing there is almost no way to do it.
To pass counterfeit money.
You got it. Wendy says we are wrong.
Oh, okay.
She's on CMF. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm good. I was not the one doing this, disclaimer, but I know someone who did. For them, what they never counterfeited big bills. Like, you're not going to make hundreds, you're not going to make 50s, because everyone's going to check them. So what they would do was they would take bills like ones and like bleach them out or whatever and print them to like 20s.
Okay.
And so that way they pass the pen test, you know, and you take your 20 in wherever. Get, you know, buy a soda or a candy bar, get your change back, and boom, you got your money.
But that seems like a lot of work for, like, $18 every shot.
How much you make today? $35.
Was it worth it?
Well, but, I mean, you figure if you're dealing with, you know, hundreds of dollars, you know, of ones that you turn into 20s, we're talking, you know, it's not like something you take like five or six 20s and do it with. You take a lot.
I understand, but I got to stop at 17 gas stations.
Yes, and all these candy bars.
Well,
I got diabetes
now. The people I knew that were involved in this were like dealers.
Okay, I got you.
So they had
hey, you're a real
like
scuzbag, lady.
You
scuzzing.
You know, kind of doing it.
Katie Sutton was working
with
her.
Katie Scuzz?
Of people running it.
Okay, Wendy, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. There goes Counterfeit and Wendy. Here's how dumb we are again.
I never know.
Chris reminds us the $100 bill.
Benjamin Franklin.
Franklin, yeah. It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah.
We're idiots.
Should have known that.
Dead Benjamins. That was the movie. By the way, how did Benjamin Franklin get on any money? He wasn't even like a politician.
Yeah, but he banged so many French women, they just like gotta give him something.
But he was like a hanger-on.
He was one of our founding fathers.
Not really.
What?
He kind of like was around.
Are
but,
you kidding me?
But like he was.
Are
just,
you serious right now?
He was like Cato Kaelin, man. Like you knew OJ, but you weren't anybody.
Nobody got that joke. Nobody that matters got that joke.
Wait, Cato Kaelin? Nobody remembers
who's Cato Kaelin?
He was, I don't know, I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
But
my God, you're
in
a
the
Bills
story.
Fan. Every
I know.
Bills fan should
yeah, remember
and I watched like multiple.
He's on the Ring of Honor underneath OJ's name.
Cato Kaelin's family forgets Cato Kaelin as a person.
But Benjamin Franklin was a nobody.
Bro, Benjamin Franklin is responsible for some of the big...
He didn't do electricity.
Ben Franklin?
He didn't. He almost fried himself flying a kite.
Okay.
And yeah, he was a player and a drinker.
You're an idiot. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said. What's the deal with Benjamin Franklin?
He didn't invent nothing.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What did he invent?
He owned several patents.
Bro, they bought those things off other people.
You're thinking of Edison. No, I'm not thinking Edison. Ben Franklin was also an inventor. He had several patents. If I'm not mistaken, Ben Franklin is in the U.S. Swimming Hall of Fame because he invented these things to help people learn how to swim.
What the hell did he invent back then? He had no flotation.
He invented bifocal glasses.
Idiot.
Duh.
Which, by the way, you should be thanking him. If you knew how to read, they'd come in handy.
He also invented the lightning rod. That doesn't seem like a hard thing to invent.
Well, you walk outside, you got fried. Hey, way to go, dude.
You didn't know what it was then.
You know what I invented? Car accidents. For that, nobody was running into stuff. I did a slip and fall. I invented that, man. He invented the lightning rod.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's back, baby.
What's that, baby?
This is one of the most exciting things as a kid you could like go do. Like, you were only ordering things that had these pieces, Kimmy, because you thought you were going to win a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, and then we found out later that none of us had any chance of winning anything except for like a free Egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It was announced yesterday.
What's that?
That McDonald's, in an effort to do everything they can to get people back eating fast food, they're bringing back the Monopoly game.
Okay.
It is the first time in over a decade Monopoly will be back at McDonald's.
Yeah, true.
All right, so for those who don't know the story, you know, Monopoly was a huge promotion for McDonald's for two decades, right, in the late 80s into the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty easy to get people to go buy your food when they think that they have a chance at
a
$1 million or, you know, trips away or Xboxes.
Yeah, there was a lot of prizes involved.
Turns out we weren't going to get any of them.
No.
Maybe you got like a free small fry here and there, you know, free soft drink.
A massive inside job with the people that were running this contest.
Yeah, which wasn't McDonald's. Yep. It was a company that ran it for McDonald's.
It was like the contesting company. Yeah. Yeah.
You got it. Long story short, these people were planting the prizes in places where only their friends and family were going to win them. As we speak, there is a massively popular documentary that is on Netflix.
One of them,
It used to be on HBO, but I don't know if it's moved since then.
But they brought in like the FBI to like investigate Monopoly games.
But here's the thing, man. I mean, it is.
It was big money.
And it's a huge scandal because this did drive McDonald's profit margins for a long time, which is why with how popular this documentary still is, I am surprised that McDonald's, even though this wasn't their fault, is bringing this back right
now. Pick another game, right?
I don't know. Like, it's only
but there are people that miss it, despite knowing that there were like flaws with the system. I think people just liked the idea of, because you were going to buy that stuff anyways, like you were going to buy the drink, and maybe you went there more often, but every time you purchased a meal, you had a chance to win, and you got to peel off the little thing and be surprised by what was underneath.
Because you won a whole bunch of different, you know, $100, $10. It was like you had a pretty good shot of catching something.
Yeah, and you were supposed to like collect them too, right? Like
the idea was.
But you're all right, man. You would think
I think
tarnished.
People just liked the game.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, Kimmy, maybe you live that way. When I was a kid, and I mean like between like 15 and 25, I was going out of my way to order everything that had a piece on it because I was convinced I was going to win something else, because they make it seem all you need to do is collect three pieces, of these things. Like, of course, if I buy enough things with pieces, I'm going to win something big. And I never did. Because it was rigged.
Well, you didn't hate like the little stuff?
Well, I would get like a free Egg McMuffin or stuff like that. But I never put pieces together.
Big time.
Yeah, to like send it in and win something.
So what's the big prize? $1 million still? Right,
so there's
it
a whole bunch of stuff.
There's like a whopper of a prize.
Okay, so I think this year it's a million American Airlines Advantage miles.
Man, all right.
There's $50,000 vacation.
Wasn't there like a car in the mix at some point?
At some point there was. There's a $10,000 Lowe's shopping spree.
God damn.
Among with another pool of prizes. There's also, players will also have the opportunity to win free food prizes throughout the game. In addition, a bonus play prize such as a 2026 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited or $1 million in straight cash.
Ooh, damn. Straight cash only, baby.
And they say there will be 30 different food items that will have the Monopoly pieces on them. It does get difficult to buy things with only Monopoly pieces, like the way that they do the menu.
Yeah.
You have to spend an exponential amount of money to make sure everything you have has the pieces on it, at least if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
you could be right.
So
it
you're
going to
overeat, overspend.
Yeah. Well, I was going to overeat and overspend anyway.
Yeah, true.
I might as well try and win a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Now, I got to be honest with you, though like, you know, we all have
been a little excited.
Yeah, I mean, this is taking me back to my childhood.
Yeah, come on, man. Sunday cheat day. Get on down.
And my wife also has that gambling Jones that I have. So, like, if I bring this up, she goes, let's go do it. We sit in the parking lot, $100 worth of fast food, just peel it pieces.
You don't eat, you don't win.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kimmy, are you in on this? Are you going to go try
it? What do you think?
I'm not going out of my way more than normal to do this, but it's a fun thing. It's kind of nostalgic, too, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's it. All us millennials and younger Gen Xers were just suckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You rip me off? Okay, I'll do it again. Oh, I'm going to win this goldfish this time. Nick asks on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, as McDonald's announces they are bringing back Monopoly for the first time in a decade. Is McDonald's doing it this time, or is it another outside company? That's a good question.
Hmm.
And you would have thought they would have made that clear based on what had happened before.
Well, they might have to go through a separate party to do this for them. I don't think they can do it themselves.
McDonald's is a massive
global. They're pretty big now?
Well, I just...
They're doing pretty good? Yeah, no kidding, man.
I'm saying they would have the ability in-house to do it if they wanted to.
You think any kind of contest...
Well, you think they got enough people to do it?
Why'd they have the outside company in the first place, stupid?
Liability.
Yeah, that turned out to be a pretty big liability, didn't it?
Well, they didn't think
it through. Oh, who's dumb now, stupid? They didn't think it through. McDonald's pretty big. Oh, they didn't think it through. Shut up! Shut up! Dumb and you're ugly. Everybody hates you.
Everybody loves me.
Nobody loves you. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.